Mr. Rodriguez is sitting there because we already did 1165, and so now we're up for 1166.
Portland United Against Hate Special Appropriation Report.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you. As many of you know, Portland United Against Hate is a coalition of community-based organizations, neighborhood associations, and concerned Portlanders who came together last November to build a response to the increased fear felt in many marginalized communities. I'm proud of the PUA Coalition for their advocacy and leadership in helping the city develop a community-driven response to fighting hate. Addressing fear requires a proactive strategy, which means it's necessary for us to develop strong support systems before incidents even occur. I look forward to seeing how the grant awardees continue supporting and protecting community members while also creating a rapid response system. This initiative has the potential to become a model for how other municipalities address the spike in bias-related incidents, and I look forward to working with them and supporting them as we move forward. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Michelle Rodriguez from ONI.
Thank you. My apologies for coming up early. I was just so excited. The first thing that I was going to speak for the record again, Michelle Rodriguez, my apologies, from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Commissioner Udaly summed up really what the background and mission was for Portland United Against Hate. In addition to these grant funding opportunities, the city has created a limited-term full-time position within ONI to help coordinate and support these applicants. And also, as you asked, Commissioner Saltzman, as it relates to outcome measurement, this person in this position, this hire that will come in, will absolutely be working both with technical assistance and sort of on an ongoing basis with a feedback loop that is ongoing around making sure that they reach outcomes. In our application, just to highlight some of the top parts of it, we actually asked for a brief calendar and outcome measurements to be laid out really in a matrix so that we could follow, here's what you said you were going to do by November of 2017, where are you at with this, et cetera. So we absolutely built that in already into the application. Just wanted to address those things, but I forget, before I forget. With these grants, the City of Portland desires to fund the efforts of organizations whose community they serve that have been impacted by hate. The city wants these funds to have broad impacts and to help move Portland to be a safer and more inclusive place for every member of the community. There were two grant funding opportunities, capacity building and data collection analysis. The capacity building opportunity had two core components to it. Outreach, community organizing, point of contact, reporting, and response. This is to build staffing and volunteer capacity within the applicant organizations to effectively serve as trusted and accessible first points of contact for community members who have experienced a hate incident, provide shared resources and referrals to appropriate services and agencies, and to respond to such incidents with community-specific and culturally appropriate strategies. The training aspect was to provide training for organizational staff, volunteers, and community members to broaden awareness and understanding for how to resist and to be resilient for the long-term struggle, including skills like know your rights, understanding the history of hate, and having an analysis of how hate affects our communities, how to be an ally, disrupt prejudice and hate activity, and how to report a hate incident. The other funding was for the data collection and analysis portion to develop a data platform for gathering, tracking, sharing, and analyzing local hate activity, and a resource for community organizations to collect and enter incident information to this common tracking system built together as a coalition. The data analysis will then be used to refine the program to inform potential policy changes that would come before council, that would go to the police, et cetera, as well as support similar efforts in other cities statewide or nationally. The PUA Special Appropriations Committee is pleased to recommend the following organizations to receive funding from the $350,000 fiscal year 2017-2018 Special Appropriations Fund. ICO, APONO, African Youth Community Organization known as ICO, Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon Communities United Fund, As the Spirit Moves Us, Coalition of Communities of Color, Fair Housing Council, immigrant refugee community organization, specifically Africa House with ERCO, Latino Network, Lewis and Clark Graduate School of Education and Counseling, Lutheran Community Services Northwest, OPAL, Environmental Justice Oregon, the Q Center, and Unite Oregon. The competitive grant funding opportunity received 65 applications, totaling over $2.1 million in ask. Grant applications varied in size of ask from 1,000 up to the full amount allowable per application, which was $35,000. The breadth and scope of applicants revealed a serious need and a desire for community response to address the increasing rise in hate speech and crimes in our community. Each application reminded the committee of how deep this topic cuts so many vulnerable communities and how the need is far greater than the city could offer. The grant review committee was comprised of community members and city staff. The committee balanced many priorities in the review process, including geographic location, specific vulnerable communities served, as well as trying to fund as many groups as possible within the allotted $350,000 appropriation. Additionally, $35,000 was specifically set aside for that data and technology application, leaving a total of $315,000 for programs addressing being points of contact, training, and capacity building. The scoring rubric was available on the city website when the funding opportunity opened. The following categories were used to score each of the application: the narrative, purpose, needs, and who benefits. That included looking at the city equity goals and the city plan moving forward. Scope of work, their data and their measurements, partnerships and collaboration that they had, leveraging of dollars and sustainability of efforts beyond this one-time funding, and their budget. Applications were scored at a total of 50 points. Using these scores, the committee narrowed down the applications for discussion. The committee had many difficult discussions and attempts to make sure there was a broad representation of community members impacted by the work and efforts to align with the city equity goals. Due to this, the committee chose to partially fund certain applicants and confirmed with them that they could scale their work down, and they have all said yes. Finally, the committee recommended setting aside $17,500 and open these dollars specifically to an organization that serves the Portland African American community, as this was one population sorely underrepresented in the final selection of the grant awards.
Thank you.
So the $17,000 is being reserved, or it's been reserved and granted?
The committee is recommending to set aside the $17,500 to go back and ask the community to resubmit applications to make sure that population is represented at the table. It would be very sad to not have that there.
Right. Okay.
Other comments, Commissioner? So I'd like to make a comment, and that is that I went to the Northwest Public Employees Diversity Conference yesterday. Had a really fabulous presentation by Linda Castillo of the Office of Native Involvement and Shweta Morthy from Portland State University, telling everybody there about this initiative. And unlike the previous special appropriation, where I completely agree with you that we shouldn't be doing serial funding, I don't know if it's particularly these organizations, but it was very clear to me, and this is what they said, this is not going to go away in the next year, we don't think. And in fact, I vividly remember the Office of Neighborhood Involvement Budget Advisory Committee meeting that I was at very soon after November 8th. And, you know, we're supposed to be figuring out how to cut certain percentage. That got agreed upon relatively quickly, and then the whole discussion talked to how are we going to support vulnerable communities in this frightening time, which as time has gone by, I believe is even more frightening. So what Shweta and Linda said yesterday was these community organizations know what to do. They know how they're doing it. Sometimes their outcomes or deliverables aren't quite as measurable as the dominant culture, and yet they desperately need this funding because some of them get lots of funding, and some from the city indeed, like Latino Network is one of our diverse civic leadership partners. These were all projects designed just mainly to focus on what additional things do we need to do above and beyond what we were doing in the what they were doing in the past to address this ever-present threat that just keeps getting worse and worse from my perspective. So we're not here to make decisions about next year on this. I just wanted to report back from that convention that it seemed vital that we recognize this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and that we're going to have to help vulnerable communities stay safe, however they and their leaders define that. Some folks will want to have an online reporting, some will want to have prosecutions pushed, others don't want either of those things. Some people are happy documenting and then giving the summary information to the government, i.e. us, and others even don't want to do that. So this is somewhat uncharted territory in terms of deliverables, and we certainly don't want to make people less safe, as was with the DACA information, that now the federal government knows who's been here and where they live, who were previously eligible for the DREAM Act. So thank you for the work that you're doing. I know it's very difficult to choose these particular organizations and how much they got. And thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for your leadership on it. Does anybody want to testify on this? Lightning wants to testify on this, please. We're getting a bit short, Lightning. I know you always try to keep it as brief as necessary, so please keep doing that.
Thank you. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. My position, again, is I absolutely agree where all this grant money has gone to, and I wish you success on what you're trying to accomplish. I think it's a very important issue, and I know you'll do very well. Again, my position on publishers and different positions like that, such as Frank Falace of Exotica, who currently has a lawsuit and is labeled in articles as your friend, owns various strip clubs, lingerie shops. We talk about what people might consider hate. I'd like to report a hate crime as of today against Ellen Rosenblum. As we know, when this article hit with Mr. Jim Goad, some people got very upset that someone would even put this article in there, tying to Commissioner Udaly as a friend. And they went to WW, and I'll just read it.
Excuse me, Lightning, you really have to address the grounds.
I am addressing grounds. This is hate, and I am notifying of a hate crime to Ellen Rosenblum.
This is not the forum to report about hate
and groups that monitor this and record this. This is about that. And let me just read the article, if I can. It won't take long. We expected strong feelings. This is about hate. We were surprised to arrive at our office.
Lightning, you need to address the money.
October 23rd. To find a compost pile 6 feet high piled in front of Ellen Rosenblum's and her husband's office. That is hate. And for you to cut me off on a crime that was committed about Ellen Rosenblum is appalling when we're talking about hate.
I'm giving you a warning. Please stick to the item or you'll be asked to leave.
And again, let's move down to the list. I, being a watchdog, again, respect the groups. I was trying to just figure out who the As the Spirit Moves Us and what their grant project title is, Interrupting Hate in Public Spaces, Training Active Bystanders. I was trying to understand exactly what they do, if that is like at a rally, is that like going against certain people speaking certain things at rallies. I wanted to have a clear understanding. As you know, Commissioner Fritz, that's a concern to me. And as you know, coming up November 4th, it's a big concern to Police Chief Outlaw right now. Now, here's my position. I wanted to understand who this group is and what they're about. I tried to pull it up on Google, YouTube, everything else I could. Nothing came up. So maybe you can explain to me, since you're funding this group, when I sit back down before you kick me out for defending Ellen Rosenblum, which I absolutely will defend her at any and all costs against someone like you.
Thank you, Mr. Lightning.
Thank you very much. It's good to know who your friends are in this city, isn't it, Commissioner Udaly?
Please call the roll. We need a motion to accept and second.
Thank you for your time.
Move to accept the report.
From even handing the money out.
Second it.
Please call the roll.
Udaly?
So I'd like to thank my colleagues, especially Council President Fritz, for her work on Portlanders United Against Hate, and for recognizing that the city needs to play an active role in protecting marginalized Portlanders from bias incidents. These projects would not have been possible without the funding we're providing. As Michelle has pointed out, this granting process has revealed that there is much greater need and interest than we are able to accommodate. So I want to thank every organization who applied for a grant.
You do all the time to the protesters. I'm walking out. Who wants to hear your voice? You shouldn't be funding these reputable groups. They're good people. You're tanking the whole process.
Thank you for coming. Continuing.
Again, no conflict of interest with any of the special appropriations recipients, and in particular, not with the ones receiving the PUA funds. I want to thank Michelle Rodriguez for her presentation today and for all her work throughout the granting process. I'd also like to thank Linda Castillo from ONI, as well as Winta Johannes from my office, for their work with PUA. Evaluating over 60 applications is no easy task, so I'd like to also sincerely thank the community members who participated on the grant panel selection. Finally, I want to thank all of the community organizations who will be bringing their creativity and expertise to these exciting projects. I'm happy to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Udaly for heading up this process. I want to thank Ms. Rodriguez and also Mr. Haynes for their work on the special appropriations reports, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thanks, Commissioner Udaly, and thanks, Michelle Rodriguez. Thanks to Goldan Salazar in my office, who is the liaison to Portland United Against Hate. And I can say without hesitation that I love every one of these organizations that received funding. There's probably many others that are not on the list that didn't quite get in this time. As I said, I do believe we're going to have to continue and maybe even increase it as time goes by. So Portlanders who are frightened of what's happening, I think I certainly share some of that fear, and I want you to know that your city council will do all we can to look after you. Aye.